A bit of background. In 2007, as a board, we put a major on the ballot for the increase of the county transient room tax. A portion of that was dedicated to the what we called the Fair Facilities Fund, and even though we've used some of that money for various renovation and demolition projects of the fairgrounds, there's about $450,000 in that fund right now. At the same time, we have experienced some issues with the fair event, and we could spend the rest of the evening just going over those. But in the interest of the time, I would maybe say that in 2009, as the board, we appointed a blue ribbon committee to make recommendations to us on the future of both the fair event and the fairgrounds. And I know we've got two members of the committee, Lon Russellback and Linda Neigebauer here, and also John Baker, who provided facilitation and staff support to the committee.
Let me give you a little background in it, maybe Don, in this. We've tried, three fair boards now, four fair boards, and we've not been able to successfully make a profit. Don, what's the total on that, do you know?
Total number of fair boards?
Boards that we've had that have tried here just in the last few years.
Well, we've had fair boards for, you know, the 20 years that I've been involved with the county that have committed tremendous amounts of time and energy and had various degrees of success with putting on the event itself. But the resources available to do that became and are very limited, and the last couple of fair boards gave it a really good go, and in the end basically burned out, found it very difficult in that they were providing the majority of the leadership and the effort to get these events on, and so we were without a fair board, basically.
Wayne, do you want to explain a little bit about the state funding situation? What's going on?
The lottery monies that are provided to states for operations of fairgrounds by the state to counties for operations at the fairground and for fairs. And that there's a process you go through to apply for those funds. And we ran into a little bit of a problem last year, and we didn't have a fair board. And we worked through some things with the Oregon Fair Commission, which grants those monies and took care of those. Put on another event this last summer, applied for the funds again, and were actually denied the funds. I think it's the first time in history those funds have been denied to a county fair. We've since subsequently appealed that particular decision to the director of the Department of Agriculture, waiting a decision right now to get funding. I announced this at the board meeting last week. I'm cautiously optimistic, is that a good legal term, that we'll get the funding.
Pretty good.
I hope so. We clearly have met the requirements in our mind. So we're going to go forward with that as a funding for this year. But that's an issue that deals with kind of the interim ongoing funding issues we've got with the
fund. Well, I want people to know where we're at with this right now. You guys want to talk about a facility.
Yeah. And actually, Terry, I was the one that asked to put this on the agenda, only because last week at the YBEEF meeting, city manager and I were there. Don, to the YBEEF board, brought up the issue about the money that's now available at the county, and the county, the commissioner, is now looking at some potential uses of that money with respect to facilities. And I think, Don, you mentioned you were going to try and look in getting a consultant or someone on board. So I just thought it'd be good for the city to hear what the county has in mind as far as their plans.
Well, not all commissioners agree. Just understand.
Well, I'm just going by what Don told us last week at YBEEF, so I'd like to give him an opportunity to present it.
Essentially, what we have, again, if you look at the issue of the fairgrounds and the fair as not being one issue, they're really two issues. The fairgrounds has the transient room tax that Bill mentioned coming in on an annual basis about $225,000. That fund is growing. One of the recommendations of our Blue Ribbon Committee, one of the strong recommendations, was to look at a multi-purpose facility, if you want to call it a an exhibit hall, or if you want to call it a pavilion, or if you want to call it something else, but don't call it an event center.
I think that's what our discussion was last week. 20 minutes on that particular term I could be focused on. So.
Then
I hear you.
That is a need in the community. There potentially could be other uses of that, such a facility, whether it's disaster housing or just a large number of other uses. You know, Terry's concern would be not be a convention center. There's really been no discussion about a convention center at all, but this would be a large multi-purpose center or building that would be in the 40 to 45,000 square foot range. The Greater Newport Chamber of Commerce Board has made this a priority issue to investigate and to be a partner in, potentially. And of course, we all know in just a couple of weeks there will be a major event in Newport, Seafood and Wine Festival event, which the Chamber Board, and both Linda and I are on the Chamber Board, expends a significant amount of money to put up a tent, basically. So there's some interest there for some sustainability for the chamber to have its a major fundraising event in the year. We've had some discussion with the city in the past over some funds that are currently available to the city that were kind of left over from the event center plan that was previously in place. And as David indicated, the Quinton Bay Economic Foundation has now made this a priority for that organization as well. And of course, the YBEEF organization is the group that essentially spearheaded the Oregon Coast Aquarium, the Oregon Coast Community College, the Community College bond measure, Newport's wastewater treatment facility, and the list kind of goes on and on and on. So so part of this money that we have earmarked, and that can only be used for this, we think is, well, we know, is available to hire a consultant to come in, and that's one of the recommendations for the Blue Ribbon Committee, with basically kind of the next recommendation. Hire a consultant to come in and do a good job of looking at the property that's available there, how the recommendation for this large facility might work, how much it might cost, how much the operation might be, and so on and so on. And so we are in the process of putting together an RFP that would go out for a consultant to do this kind of work. And I think once we have the results of that, we'll have a better idea about what the potential for the future might be for the fairgrounds facility.
Well, I have some pretty strong feelings here. One is parking in the area over there is a major problem. Two is I don't want to do anything without a clear vote of the people. I mean, absolutely do not want to go anywhere around it without a tremendous amount of support for the project. And three is I'm worried about a perception that we're going to take public money and go into competition against other convention facilities or that type of thing that's already existing in Lincoln County. Now, if we can go somewhere that those people don't feel like we're a threat, we're an addition to them, I'm supportive of it. So that's simply where I am on it. I may not agree with some people, but I'm more than happy to support anything that the vote of the people indicates that's what they want.
Terry, could I just jump in on those real quickly? You know, parking, I think, is definitely an issue. We do have parking available at the schools, and I think shuttles would be a necessity, really well-developed shuttle system for major events, like if this became home, hypothetically, for the Seafood Wine Festival. Vote of the people. I don't know, would you have a, are you talking about a countywide vote or just a vote in Newport? Because we already have had a countywide vote supporting the increase in the room tax with part of it dedicated to development of the fair facilities. So.
That was a maintenance money that was to support the fair. It's a lot different when you're talking about building a new facility, and I want to clear a very clear vote of the people before we...
You also consider, just, in lieu of a vote, just a survey, like they did for the fair itself.
Right. Well, in fact, one of the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Committee, as you know, Lon, was to do a telephone survey, which we have now completed.
And the results are in this package.
And the results are there, at least the summary of them. And Dr. Baker was involved with that, and maybe want to say a word.
Well, maybe a couple words. One is, I think this conversation needs about 4 hours. But the other part of it is that I was kind of surprised by the results we got back. I think we did an accurate survey. It was a random phone survey. It was done scientifically. We reached about 180 people. But what surprised me was, should there continue to be a Lincoln County Fair? Overwhelmingly, yes. So that was one thing. Should there be, if there was to be some facility needed at the fair site in order to support year-round activities, that was a big thing we found out, that this is an entrepreneurial opportunity to have a lot of stuff go on. I think we had a list of about, well, part of the list is in here. It's about 80 things you can have done with these things if you got a hustler out there to facilitate this stuff, which would be good for all of us, including Destination Newport, to bring people into the area. But 76 said yes out of those people, 27 said no, and uncertain 46. So what it tells you is that there's, at least in this survey, there are more people think that this would be a good idea than not. And then there were some people that would need to be sold. We all have this survey in your packet, but I was surprised the number of people said, yeah, I think some tax dollars would be well spent with this. And a lot of people said, yeah, I think it should be self-supported. And that was kind of a mix. But that's any fair grounds or any event grounds or whatever you call it in the state. They have tax things and they have entrepreneurial things, and self-supporting and being a business is where all the fair event grounds are going. So I think that was well said. I was surprised. They said, should it be located someplace else in the county? And they, again, overwhelmingly said, Newport's fine. It's central. It's where it probably ought to be. A couple people from South Beach said, let's put it over in South Beach. But then we looked at that and said, just the infrastructure to support that kind of activity would be overwhelming. The beauty of the chamber being involved in this is it cost us I'm on the chamber board as well. It cost us $80,000 a year to get that tent set up and get the electricity and the infrastructure of that.
It's more like $100,000.
Well, yeah. There are some other factors too, but what it tells you is that that's almost enough to support a really wonderful person to run this entrepreneurial activity that would be at that area. This is a wonderful, promising thing. I'm hardly biased at all about it. If you turn to the page on here, it says, where did we call these people? It was a countywide call. We did it pretty scientifically. You look at it, about the same number of people in the Lincoln City where the populations are. So we know that we got countywide return from this. Now, CBS can do it with 1,600 people nationally across the country and get a pretty nice margin of accuracy. I think we did okay with that. So I just think that, and here's this list of about 100 things that can happen at a center like this. Parking is a problem, and I think that Bill really hit it. A lot of events that are across the country shuttle people in, where they take them to one place and they shuttle them in. We've already done some of that with the Seafood and Wine Festival, but there are other ways to approach it. So, I just see it as a wonderful opportunity for this area and really to get some excitement going.
David, you've got a question.
Well, yeah, I mean, a survey can serve a purpose, but actually, and John quoted the survey, and there's a lot of benefit to having a survey, but on the other hand, I have to agree with you, Terry. I mean, you've raised some important points. The question is how to address those concerns and points with respect to not only how the local governments want to proceed, but also how the public's going to perceive and react to whatever decision is made. So on the one hand, a survey is nice, but it doesn't really, to me at least, rise to the level of what's necessary to actually implement this without really getting a better sense of what the community wants and how the local governments are to move forward. So I kind of look at the survey as a first step, but by no means is it the final step. And I think, Terry, you've raised some important points. The question will be how to address those points with respect to parking, public buy-in, and competition with existing facilities. That's a dialogue we need to have, but there are important concerns, and I share those with you.
Well, I think this is just an introduction to this discussion.
I agree. I think it's a good tool, but it's not the answer.
Yeah, it's just a tool.
We just saw it with the swimming pool. We saw what looked like was a pretty good situation. When the actual vote came with the dollars, it didn't really jive what we thought would probably happen.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor.
So the city has begun just some preliminary discussions. We have on the table already two requests for funding from the tourism facilities monies that we have. And we started down the road of talking briefly about how we might proceed with utilizing those monies. And so, you know, hopefully before the end of this budget year, we will have some concept about how we might put those monies to work and what the criteria would be for putting those monies to work. But that's where we are right now, just talking about very, very cursory at this point and looking towards finding the process for giving that, for using that money in some way to create economic development. It's tied to tourism facilities.
Yes, on Dave's point, we're well taken, I think, and if this is available to anybody that wants to read it, but it's the total report that we got, and in this there are probably, I think, about 20 other fairs around the state, and where they've been and what they've done to approach this same issue that we're facing.
And John, we should mention the whole package is now available on the county website.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
You have a comment you want to make?
Yes, the packet you have actually has skipped some pages. If you look, you go from page 1 to 3.
Right.
They didn't do this, you know, the separate side. So looking on the website is great. The Lodging Association has also talked about this extensively and has written a letter to the city council, because they support some kind of an expo center. They don't feel it will really compete with them, because their venue, each of the venues has a certain capacity that they can handle. And they can't handle more than a certain capacity. And they know that agreements can be made with an expo center so that smaller events would always be channeled to the hotel, to the motels who have those banquet facilities. But they're very interested in being involved in the discussion. They do facilitate the collection of the tax that is used. So there's a lot of interest out there.
And
I served on this committee.
And not meant to be.
No, I agree. I understand
that.
Yeah.
And just a clarification, that the Newport Lodging facilities don't provide support for the tax money that goes into the fairgrounds facilities. Those are the incorporated areas of the county. But so I guess just to kind of summarize, we are following the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Committee. In fact, I think they're on our agenda at the regular meeting after this, so that's why they're here. The next step would be to identify this consultant that can come in and do kind of an analysis of the site itself. What the challenges might be, how you might address those, what kinds of facilities you might consider, how much they might cost. And, you know, the fact is that we've identified these monies that potentially could build the facilities. Now, providing the operation is a whole other story, and as you well know. That needs to be looked at as well. There's a good deal of potential here, and especially if you start looking at the number of partners that might be a part of it, I think it could be a very good and supportive facility.
What we are intending to do right next incorporate some of the recommendations that the Blue Ribbon Committee made around the facilities at the fairground site. The elements of the Blue Ribbon Committee recommendations that are incorporated are, one, let's look at the existing site. That seemed to be a consensus, and that's what we wanted to do. Two is get these consultants who have some knowledge about facilities and property and what can be successful potential uses, and then again look at this idea of centrally a multi-use facility on that site and the viability of doing that. One of the elements we touched on a little bit during our joint meeting, but I think is extremely important in our discussions with the Fair Board in doing this, is whatever recommendations come out of here have to look at not only what are the costs of a facility, but very importantly, how do you operate it, and how do you viably operate that? And in terms of doing that, you've identified, and you talked about during your meeting here, other potential partners in this process, including the Yquina Bay Economic Foundation, the Chamber, the City, others like that. We want to make sure that all those potential participants actually up front get an opportunity to participate in the development of the request for proposals we want to do to hire the consultant. So my discussions with the Fair Board in moving forward with these recommendations are, we'll draft something up, give it to the board first to look at in terms of the scope of the work that we're going to have done out there, and then share it with these potential partners to make sure it's addressing all the various issues we want to do. But that is really the centerpiece of the next steps that go forward. And it really ties into it. It likely will tie into one of the questions that Commissioner Thompson had, is that how do you actually ascertain, you know, this is what the folks want? Is this what the community wants out there? Likely, the experience has been when you look at these things that you cannot operate a facility of this kind. You can't have these things without having multiple sources of operating funds. Some of those would be, again, partner sharing in the facility, the lease of the facility for various activities out there. And at least as you look at that, it's got to be in line with what do the community partners want to pay for doing that. You know, we've seen some issues in other facilities where you build a facility and you charge. Right now, we're charging pretty hefty fees to utilize the facilities out at the fairground, and it's not being as heavily used because of those fees, but you need that money in order to operate, chicken and egg kind of thing. So it's likely that one of the recommendations we'll be seeking from the consultant here is, how do you operate it? And it may come back, as the survey indicated here, that you have a combination of revenues generated from use of the fee, and possibly it's going to need some support. And we may be looking at a measure that we present out to the voters. There, Terry, is your answer of, is the community willing to support this? Because you'll have a plan in place, an operational plan, a building plan, and say, here's how we go forward to continue with the fairgrounds affair and those kinds of events, and are you willing to support this? So that may be one of the recommendations that comes out of this. We've also accomplished, as was indicated, some of the other recommendations that were made here, including the telephone survey. You've got the results of that, and you discussed the results of that. To go back to the request for proposals, our hope is to have that within a very short period of time, and to circulate that again with to the Fair Board, to the commissioners, to the various partners out here, to the Blue Ribbon Committee. We actually would like to have the Blue Ribbon Committee look at this. Another task for them to do, to look at this. And then come back and actually put together the groups that are going to need to meet with the consultant, and have something put together by hopefully early summer, that we have an indication of what we want to do. We're actually targeting, if this does require a measure that needs to be placed out to the voters, we'll work backwards from the September potential voting date to do that, and work backwards from there to the dates that we need to have this project completed. So one of the things we'll be doing with the RFP is putting some timelines in place for you to consider in order to accomplish that.
Wayne, are we looking at putting a dollar figure, like maximum dollar figure, for the consultant fee in the RFP, or how will that be established?
Well, one of the things, we could do that. In fact, one of the things that would be really useful is to come up with an estimate of what this costs. We haven't done something like this actually for a number of years in terms of facility that the county's been involved with, or the fair, or any of the other groups out there. So I'd like to do a little checking on what might be an appropriate number out there. That's one of the ways we can do it. Normally what you can do is you define the scope of services well enough that a consultant will come in and you include the cost or the price as one of many of the factors that you look at in order to determine which consultant you go with. Often with an RFP like this for professional services, price is a consideration, but not the only consideration.
That seems reasonable.
Don, do you have any comment?
No, I think that's needs to take place. It's the next step in the process, and hopefully we can get somebody good for, you know, not a lot of money.
Sorry, Linda, do you have some comments now?
I know.
Okay.
Amazing.
I think what I would say is that, you know, this is a logical next step in order to move forward with this process. And as we move forward from there, we can look at the additional recommendations that come out of from the consultant to move forward on additional activities out at the fairgrounds and with the fair.
So when do you expect us actually seeing a draft RFP?
I would love to be able to commit today to doing it, but with some other things on my plate right now, let me put it this way. I hope within the next 30 days that we can have something out to folks to look at.